I'm on a bustling street in the centre of London. And as you might guess by the background music that you're about to hear, I'm just going into a record shop. Starting life as a small market stall, Sounds of the Universe has been going for more than 25 years. And it's at music shops like this where many people have traditionally bought their music, be it on vinyl, tape, or compact disc. But with the rise of music streaming services like Spotify, Deezer, and Blinkbox, is it still making any money? I put that question to the store's manager, Nicole McKenzie.
We're doing really well here. There's a lot that you can't get from streaming services. We've got Latin and salsa, LPs, rare gospel sounds, Brazilian, West Indian, island sounds, rare funk 45s and from New Orleans and all over the world.
And how worried are you about the rise of streaming services like Spotify?
We're not worried about streaming services at all. I think we offer something unique here. Customers are able to come in and get recommendations, talk to us personally about what they'd like to buy, and I think it's a special place that has a sort of community feel.
It's clear that tangible music formats can still make money. What's perhaps surprising is that it's in fact music streaming that's currently the most profitless part of the music industry. Take Spotify, it's the giant of the industry, but still makes losses. Of its 60 million users, only a quarter pay subscriptions to stream its music. The rest use a free service where songs are interspersed with adverts. Revenues from this are paltry. Artists complain their music is being sold short. American singer Taylor Swift recently pulled all her material from Spotify. Given these pressures, players are quitting the streaming game. AT&T has just closed its service, Move passing users to rivals Deezer. Sony will soon close its Music Unlimited, passing users to Spotify. Here's Chris Green, a business and technology journalist from DMG Europe.
I think a shakeout's long overdue. We've had far too many small players fragmenting the market. What we need is a smaller group of large players that can achieve scale, both economically and in terms of number of customers. They can shape the market, move people away from the free services towards the paid-for ones, and achieve a more profitable, more legitimate service.
As some players leave, others seem to be arming for a fight. Apple recently bought streaming service Beats Music for $3 billion. Spotify wants to raise an extra $500 million to expand its service. If giants like this come to dominate the market, maybe they can eke some profit out of music streaming and attract back the discontented talent. Meanwhile, back at Sounds of the Universe, if record shops are a dying breed, no one seems to have told them here.